Good morning. I am obviously not Dan or Megan. My name is Kevin Tinter. If we have not met or you don't know who I am, I'm going to be hosting this morning along with my lovely wife, Becca, who will show her face here in just a second. But we're really excited to be with you all this morning. First of all, congratulations. Obviously, week one, we were full minutes before boot camp. It is week three, and we still have people trickling in. So human nature is setting in, and people, consistency over intensity, right? We had intensity week one. Becca talked about that from John Maxwell, and we are seeing who's actually practicing consistency here in week three. We only have one more week to go. Today, we are really going to focus on sponsoring. We've got a rock star lineup once again, not of coaches who talk the talk, but of coaches who are walking the walk. And last week, we talked about client support. And actually, there was a group of us who had a meeting with our president, Nick Johnson, yesterday. And one of the things we realized, and honestly, as leaders, we owe an apology to many of you coaches, because we either haven't set a good example of what quality client support looks like, or we didn't necessarily do a great job of training the importance of it. The thing to understand is that, like Josh was just talking about, this business is based on referrals. Beck and I, at this point, we've been coaching for over 12 years. We are generation upon generation upon generation of referrals in our business. Last month, our FQV was one of the highest it's been in a long time. It was over $18,000. And many of those new clients were referrals. And what we have to understand is that if you do not coach a client well, then they will not refer to you. Here's the interesting thing. Is Becca and I have had clients that didn't do program well, but they were coached well, and they still refer people to us. And then when they're ready to get healthy, they come back. The difference is when you don't coach a client well, they will not refer people to you, regardless of how they do. And so referrals are the backbone of a long-term business. And then good client support leads to client success, which leads to what we are going to talk about today, which is sponsoring. So the first thing I want to do is remind everyone that this, you're going to hear potentially some stories about income today, and that these income testimonials are not representative of the average earnings that coaches achieve with OptaVia. Only a very small number of coaches will achieve income that is within the range of this testimonial. Want to know why? Because very few coaches will actually do the work that it takes. OptaVia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with OptaVia results only from successful sales efforts, which require hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, leadership, and grit. One of my favorite words. Please see the OptaVia income disclosure statement, which you can easily find by doing a quick web search for statistics on actual earnings of coaches. So that is the legality pieces. We are going to get started. The first guest we're going to have this morning is my good friend and my personal coach, Doug Wood, who is in Texas. I think he's got a cool little event happening today. Doug, are you ready to share?
What's up, Kevin? What's up, boot campers?
Good morning. We look like 50 shades of all the darkness here.
Tia and I are live at the Battle of Texas. And you may or may not know, it was exactly a year ago at this time. We were in New York, and then a week later, we were in Cabo. And we said, we got to make some changes. This is the time of year that I believe every coach should look within, look under the hood a little bit, and say, what needs to change within me? What can I start doing next year? Right away. That was us. We made a decision to flat out level up our health this year. And we did a show.
We did a show.
In April. And a show may not be for you, but we had to look and go, what's going to challenge us? What do we need for accountability? But the best thing, Tia, is we decided to do another one. I don't know if that was the best thing, but here we are, the second one. But what happens? What does a coach do? You do it for yourself first, and then you bring a group back with you.
That's right. And little did we know when we made this decision to go next level in our health and fitness, where OptaVia would be going into this new realm of wellness with the EAAs and the whey protein. So It has been a phenomenal year. It's been a year where we've had to lean into the hard. And so when you choose to go next level, which I want to invite you to do that, is go next level in your health this year. There are so many people on the other side and it is worth it. I had to see myself. I had to know that I was worth it. I was worthy of the call that God had put on my life to step into this realm, and it has brought so many divine friendships and connections into my life that never would have came into my life if I wouldn't have put myself in the gym, which was super uncomfortable. So don't compare my day one, your day one, to, I think I'm at 800 something days. I've been in this process of fitness and take my health next level. So we're worth it.
With
and so
said,
is this amazing crew. So
with
so
that
proud
said,
of it.
We're going to introduce you to 11 friends. They're going to share for 30 seconds what this process has been like for them. And so first we're going to turn the camera around to Miss Rachel Lopez.
Yeah. So it's been incredible. You never know who's watching me. So I want to say it's you versus you all day long, but I watched Doug and Tia and they called me higher and I said, yes. So as you're being called higher, you say yes to that. And what is that for you? It may not be this, but it is something. So go get it. And know this is the thing. I know I'm a daughter of the King. I know I'm worthy and I know I have a call on my life, but God can't use it completely unless I walk surrendered and obedient and I'm strong and capable of doing the hard things, which means I need to be strong mind, body, and spirit. And that's what this represents.
I love it. And husband, Michael.
Yeah, this is your journey. This was my journey. I took this journey on for me to excel, not only in my health, but my mindset, because my mind has been traveling all over the place lately. And this has got me laser focused on what I wanted to do. And, you know, now it's time to show up today. And that's what I'm telling you to do. Show up for yourself because you are worth it.
Michael, everyone's online saying they want to see a flex real quick. Yeah, baby. Give it to them. Looking strong. Shane Bishop.
Right on. You know, I got invited to this August 23rd. I'll never forget where I was. I was in Costco pushing a cart. Doug Wood called me right here and he said, hey, you want to do this with me? I'll never forget the feeling. I felt everything in me shrinking and I wanted to say no. And I want to invite you guys, when you get invited to do something and you feel yourself shrinking, step in, give it your yes. That commitment in the beginning is what makes all of the difference. And I cannot even explain to you how awesome this journey has been, but I did not want to say yes in the beginning. Everything in me was like, shrink back, say no. And you got to step into that, you guys. It makes the difference.
I think you even said you pooped your pants a little bit by the invite. Mike Mills.
Hey, great to see everybody. You know, I was thinking about the power of an invitation, the power of an invitation. You know, if we don't receive this invitation, we don't receive this opportunity. And, you know, people think today is the courageous moment, but honestly, today is where we get to just show what's accomplished over the last 12 weeks. But the courage happens in saying the yes, like just that Shane was just saying. But, you know, it made me think of what's possible as far as your capacity. I just don't a lot of times think we realize what's capable when we truly put our mind to something. You know, we don't always do what we want to do, you know, or what we need to do, right? But when we make it a must-have, that's whenever it turns the corner. We made the last 12 weeks a must-have.
Yeah, baby. Amy.
Hi. This has been an amazing journey. I think it was comfort for me and coming into this to say, this community, get yourself in these rooms. You guys being on these Zooms, you're going to be in a community that just calls you higher and that you know that you're worth it when you're doing those things. And that was the difference that God showed me this year, that this is going to be a different year, Amy. And I came into this not having any idea that I was going to be on stage doing these things, but because of the community, it has healed my mindset, my growth, and all of that. And I just thank you, Doug and Tia, for all that you do, all that you do. And get yourself in rooms, guys. Just being here and showing up on the Zoom is going to change your life.
Yeah. Look at this. Hey, Stone Cold Steve Austin in the house.
I don't know what y'all are struggling with. I don't know what kind of breakthrough you're needing in your life and what area. But I know for me, what it took was for me to say yes. I needed to get, it's hard to get a good night's sleep if I'm sitting on the edge of the bed. I had to get in the middle of the bed. I had to find people who were doing the thing that I wanted to do. And then I had to get in the middle of that mix. And I had to say no. I had to create boundaries around and away from the things that were pulling me away from that. And that was hard. So I had to say no, but the reward has been fantastic. And I had to invite accountability into my life by way of doing this with a group of people.
Yes, sir. How much have you lost?
I have lost about 37 pounds.
Since August 23rd.
Since August 23rd. I went from 18.7% body fat, and I'm probably sitting a little below 8 right now.
Come on, baby. I love it. Brandy.
Hey, guys. Well, I lost 17 pounds and 7.2% body fat, which is huge. But I want to say my word of the year was execution. And I just thought of this. This right here, the Lord said, you just executed. You're not just going to talk about what you're going to do. Let me tell you, I really didn't want to do this. It was hard for me. There was a lot of fear. There was a lot of thoughts. But this is what's helped me step out of the boat and execute something harder than I thought I could do.
So good. Dwayne.
Yeah, for me, when Brandy called me and said, hey, Doug and Tia asked us to do this with them, I think it was less than 24 hours, I went in and bought my car because I needed to just cliff jump off. And I turned 50 later this month. So sometimes you just got to cliff jump no matter what your age is, no matter what you're facing, no matter what the pushback. I'm a pastor of a cowboy church here in Texas, and we've been, encountered some pushback for these last 3 months and expect probably some more after the pictures come out of being here. But so no matter what the pushback is, no matter who says what against what you're doing, remember that sometimes they're not in the same space you are. And if you want to go farther, you've got to push yourself to get out of your comfort zone.
That's right. Tommy.
Hey, guys. Wow, I was in a funky spot August 1st and just needed to have a hard deadline, one of those SMART goals, knowing that this date would come here for something I was disqualified for, but I had to find the structure and the community to become qualified, the discipline to become qualified. So I said, yes, disqualified, and then put in the work to be qualified. I qualified to show up in the room today by putting in the work. And so it got me out of that funk, got me out of that space and said, I can do hard things.
You guys got to see Tommy's transformation. It'll be going viral today. It already has been. All right, Caden, take us home, brother.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So honored to be here. July 31st, decided to go all in, get active with Optivious programs. And coming out of that, about a month in, I was down 15 pounds. Doug hits me up and says, hey, we're trying to do a show. We're coming to your city. Let's do this. And honestly, it terrified me. But the truth is you don't know what you're capable of until you've gone searching for it. We're really good at searching for all the excuses and the doubt and every other bit of negativity that we can possibly find. We're really good at that. But you never know what you're truly capable of until you go out and search and find it. And so through this journey, I've really shown myself that structure and alignment can awaken new depths and heights for yourself. And I would just embrace you. I would just encourage you to embrace it and align your life and make it happen.
Love it. Becca and Kevin, that's it from us. We're going to toss it back to you. We're flexing them for you. Love you guys.
Awesome. Hey, congratulations to all of you. Very inspiring. It's really fun. Caden, grew up with our family. He's the oldest between the Eccles and the Tinter clan. But he used to keep an eye on our little boys back in the day. So it's pretty fun to see that young man grow up into a ripped young man. And congrats to all of you. It's an amazing accomplishment. So up next is Leanne Goff. She's going to talk about why we should sponsor. So Leanne, I know you are amazing at this and excited to hear what you have to share. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Kevin. Can you hear me? I think you can probably hear me. So it's great to be on here this morning, guys. What an incredible morning coming to you from Sarasota, Florida. And it's absolutely beautiful in the neighborhood here. But just like Michael just said, when Doug and Tia were interviewing him, Michael Lopez, that his thinking, his mindset was all over the place. And I feel like if we don't get our thinking and our mindset in a healthy place, like our bodies can be really, really healthy, but if we don't have this up here healthy, then it's going to stinking thinking, and it's going to get really jacked up and messed up. So my hope this morning, and those that will follow will put more applicable truths to what I'm going to share, is to get our thinking right side up, because a lot of coaches I see, their thinking's upside down. And so I like truth. I like reality. I read books that are about truth. I don't read fiction books. That's not wrong. I'm just not a fictional reader. I like truth and reality. So I want to share my screen with you real quick, because I want to give you some facts here. And let me get this. Hopefully you guys can all see that there. I can't see you, so I hope it's good. All right. So let me just give you some reality, a reality check here. First, there are approximately 340 million people that live in the United States, all right? Because I hear a lot of coaches go, oh, there's nobody that wants this, you know, I think I'm done, da, 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 da. No, there's 340 million people living in the United States, and that's 2023 stats there. 260 million are adults, 18 and over. Okay, that's a lot of people if you don't know. There's a
Yes, sir. Let me jump in real quick. We cannot see your shared screen. Can you try it again, please?
Yeah, I think I know why too, is because I didn't share it. Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate that. Let me go for it now. Okay, you should be able to see it now. Are we good?
We're good. Yep.
Okay, great. Thanks. Sorry about that. Okay, so 340 million people living in the United States, 260 million are adults, 18 and over. Remember these statistics, all right, because they are truth. This is not something I made up. I studied this. This is truth. Optavia has impacted 3 to 4 million people right now. 3 to 4 million people of that 260 million adults we have impacted. 60,000 Optavia coaches approximately in Optavia. Now look at the statistics, okay? 340 million people in America, 260 million people are adults, 18 and over. We've impacted somewhere between 3 to 4 million people. And there's 60,000 approximate Optavia coaches right now presently in Optavia, okay? Now look at this. If you take that 260 million people and divide it by 60,000 coaches, that's approximately 4,333 people per Optavia coach. That's how many would like to have 4,000 right now, tomorrow, 4,000 new coaches, you personally, not in your organization. I'm talking about you personally. Guys, there is a sea of people out there that are waiting for us to show up, raise our hand and say, I have what you have. I have something that can take and add at least another $1,000 or $2,000 a month to your finances. Are you interested in that? All right. And then I just want to give you something. I could do a whole training on this part right here. Over 70% of Americans, let me get you guys out of the way, are living from lack and not abundance. And that's pre-COVID stats and pre-quote recession stats. Over 70% of Americans are living from lack and not abundance. And then, come on. And then 80 hours, this is really good. Approximately 8 hours of a 40-hour work week, we work to pay taxes in the typical J-O-B. 8 hours. So somebody goes to work for 40 hours in a week, and 8 hours of those 40 hours is just going to be paying taxes. See, most Americans don't think this way. I have to think this way. There's a book. I encourage you to write this book down. Tax-Free Wealth by Tom Wheelwright. It's Robert Kiyosaki's CPA. Tax-Free Wealth. Somebody put it in the chat. By Robert Kiyosaki's CPA, Tom Wheelwright. Read that book. It'll shift everything for you and where we're at in the season. Then we're getting ready to go into 2024. The typical person that has a J-O-B, they will go and work January, February, March, and part of April just to feed the government. And if people are okay with that, that's fine. I'm not okay with that. I think there's more for me. I believe there's more for my family. And there's more for a lot of other people out there that are looking for something to make ends meet. Not just make ends meet, but be able to have abundance. And so this is the point, guys. We need to get on these Coach Explorer calls and just in person too and ask really good questions and then be an excellent listener, a really, 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 really good listener. Ask great questions. If you're not sure what questions to ask, bring your mentorship team in that's been doing this and then listen and be a really good listener. I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I was doing a Coach Explorer with one of our coaches and this gal we were talking to about joining our coaching team. She said, she doesn't have any weight to lose. And we cannot look through the lenses of just fat people, okay? Somebody else is going to touch on that here this morning, I believe. But we just can't look at the lenses, they would be a good coach because they have 50 pounds to lose, 100 pounds to lose, or whatever. And don't tell me you don't do that because I used to do it. I used to do that till I shifted my mindset. And so I'm on this call with this gal. She doesn't have any weight to lose. And at towards the end, she says, I won't have my own weight loss story, would that work? And I said, well, let me ask you a question. I mean, I just got this download, I feel, from God. And I said, does an oncologist have to have cancer to treat cancer patients? No. Does an obstetrician have to be a female to deliver babies? No. Guys, the point is there's 260 million people out in America. And I believe that at least 70% of those people would make really good coaches and would love what we have. And I was listening to a Jim Rohn podcast a couple of days ago, and Jim Rohn said this, and man, he's amazing. He said, right now in this season, there's a lot of people that would like a part-time job. They would love a part-time job. So instead of us talking to people about, would you like to place your income? You can be making $10,000 in a month, not a month, a year. Okay, most people maybe. But would you like to replace your, would you like to have a part-time job. There's a lot of people out there that would love a part-time job, and that's our responsibility to come in there and offering this gift of helping them make ends meet and maybe even going way above that into abundance as having a part-time job. Let me say this too, because my time's about done here. One of the things is it was 5 years ago in September, our daughter had gotten on the program. And she only needed to lose 22 pounds, got on the program, was rock and rolling her health journey. And then I went to her and I said, Beth, I need coaches on my team. Will you become a coach? And you know what she said? Yes, Mom, I will. Do you know our daughter has one of the strongest lines in our business today, in our organization? What if I would not have asked our daughter, Beth, to become, my alarm just went off. What if I would not have gone to my daughter and asked her to become a coach on our team? That we would be missing out on that all of that right there. And she would be missing out. And all the coaches she sponsored would be missing out. You've got friends, you've got family members, you've got neighbors. They're just waiting for you to ask them to become a coach on your team. Just to say, hey, Susie, John, Ralph, Mike, I need coaches on my team. Would you like a part-time job? And we can help you earn another $1,000, $2,000 a month. So anyway, let's get our thinking right side up. Those coming behind me are going to give you some steps on how to shift your thinking right side up. But Kevin, thank you for allowing me to share this morning. And I hope that was valuable to everyone.
That was solid, Leanne. And I loved how you drove home the point that we don't have to be able to perfectly relate to people to be able to help them. In all honesty, if you're so focused on your story, then how it's going to convince people, you've got it wrong. Okay. I actually almost never show my before and after photo to people when I'm having a conversation with them about coaching or even the program. What they do notice is where I'm at now, which is a reason for all of us to stay focused on our health journey. The healthier I've gotten, the more interest people have expressed because they see someone who's doing pretty good for a 46-year-old. I'm not 8% body fat. But I'm still maintaining at a really healthy level. And that's what attracts people. They're not interested in my before and after photo. And I just love that analogy with the obstetrician and with the oncologist. It's on point. So up next is Stephanie Woodard. And Stephanie, you should be able to unmute and go ahead and take off.
Hey, okay. Good morning, y'all. I'm going to share, I guess, why you do not give up on asking people to coach, because Tiffany Howard, she is sponsoring me, and she started from my first month asking me to coach, and I just didn't want to. I didn't think that I could talk to people on the phone. I didn't think that I would be successful, and then I have a full-time job, and I still do, and I just was like, I don't have the time. It's just not something I want to do. And y'all, she didn't, I mean, every single month she kept bringing it up. And there were a few times that I wanted to just dodge her because I was like, she's going to ask me about coaching again and I don't want to do it. And then the more weight that I lost, the more into my journey, people started asking. And then it was about 6 months into my journey. It was the middle of August that I finally, it was just like the Lord just turned on a light and I wanted to share it with everyone. It was like I had the answer for everybody. I was successful and he put it on my heart to start sharing it with others. And I looked this morning, I cannot believe the impact that it's had by me saying yes. I have, in just 3 full months, 56 clients. I'm sponsoring a coach. She has 9 clients. So that is that many lives that have changed. And it's just, it works. I do have the time. I, now that I've lost the weight, I've reached my goal in November, but I'm down 88 pounds in 9 months. And it's been so amazing. And if I wouldn't have said yes, all of these lives would not have changed. And I do have the time. And now losing the weight, I do have the confidence. So I'm going to start, Tiffany and I are going to start our celebration calls and start doing some, because now that I have clients, you know, that have been on plan for a while and they're starting to see results, we're going to hopefully start turning them into coaches. And I now know, because I'm living proof of the people that tell you no, or they're just not interested. If you see something in them, like Tiffany did me, do not give up on them. Just go with the same quote that their no means not yet, because I mean, if she would not have kept going, I would not be coaching and I would not have impacted this many lives because I wouldn't have done it. But she was so persistent and just kept telling me that she believed in me and that I had what it took. And I had no idea the income. I really did not know. I mean, they pay really well. The more clients you get, it has just been a blessing, not something that I had no idea. So just don't give up on the people that you're asking to coach. That's how I'm going to live because I have, you know, already started planting the seeds with my clients and letting them know that they could coach. And there are some that are saying no. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, you're saying no now, but I did too. So that's what they wanted me to share with y'all and just let y'all know that just don't give up on the people that are telling you no, and let's turn them into coaches and bless their life because it is such a blessing to be coaching and just not just financially, but the reward of it, of help changing lives and to see people and to celebrate people. It's just been amazing and I am loving it.
Awesome. Congratulations. As you were talking, I realized you've earned the trip. So congrats to you.
Thank you.
One coach that you sponsored has 9 clients. So yes. I know that they'll probably sponsor or acquire or attract several more clients in December. So they're going to earn the trip as well. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, come into the business in just a short period of time, earn a trip and help someone else earn the trip. That's awesome. So next up is Stephanie Whitaker. And Stephanie, go ahead.
Thanks, Kevin. I'm here to talk about that sponsoring mindset. So I want to start by sharing a story with all of you. I want to talk about a gal named Kendra Carlson, who's on here today. And you guys, she had joined program with me at the very start of coaching when I didn't know what I was doing. I was just sharing my transformation. And, you know, she reached out, she ghosted me for a while. She invited me over to her house for a health assessment. And we went over there and she got super excited about program. And I knew at that time that I was having fun with coaching. Are you having fun doing this coaching thing? And why wouldn't you offer it to others? Just like Stephanie was just saying. So I said, Kendra, I don't know if this is for you. I don't even really know what it looks like. But Kendra, I think you might have a lot of fun coaching other people on your journey. And she's like, no. I just want to do this journey. I'm a private person. Okay. So we got her on program. 4 days in, she was having no headache and she was feeling in control of her health for the first time in years. And I said, Kendra, you are such an inspiration. Just wait until the lives that you impact with your story. She said, yeah, that's great. A weekend, we did a celebration call. We did all the systems right. And we poured into her journey and we were excited for her. And we offered this coaching piece as a way to stay accountable because we said, Kendra, it's just a matter of time before people start noticing. She said, no, thanks. I'm a private person. Weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks into her journey, I called, I offered quality client support, the best I knew how at the time as a new coach. I didn't do it perfect, but I was excited for her on her journey and I would drip and I would layer coaching. And I said, Kendra, you might have a lot of fun with this. No, it's not for me. She got to the end of her journey, 45 pounds down, changed her life. And I said, Kendra, this is a great way for you to stay accountable long-term. I don't want you to gain this weight back. I want you to have long-term freedom. Nope. That was it. Transition. I thought everything was done. Until 10 months later, her sister-in-law reached out about program. And I could have signed on a client for myself. But because of the quality client support, I knew how close she was with Megan. And I said, Kendra, Megan wants to get healthy. I don't know what this looks like, but I wanted to offer this gift to you as a way for you to stay accountable long-term and a way for you to get paid for Megan's journey. You want to try it? She said, call me. She said, Steph, you're not going to believe this, but 2 weeks ago, my husband, Michael, told me that he has seen a transformation in me this past year because of getting healthy. And he said, you should look into like health or fitness coaching. He said that. She said, okay, I'm going to coach Megan, but I'm not going to coach anyone else. I'm just going to start out really small. You guys, This year, she celebrated going fully integrated regional director. She brought her entire family to Disney with her coaching income this year. She's helped hundreds of people get healthy. She's having fun with this purpose-filled work. She's staying accountable in her health. Do you believe that this is more of a gift for me or for Kendra? I offered and I offered and I offered and I offered and I got no and no and no and no and no and no. But I just didn't know when her time was. So I just want to encourage you today to stop making it about us. It's about the lives that we get to change financially by continuing to offer after the no. So I want to ask you this. What if you didn't have the perfect words, but what if you just offered this gift over and over and over and over? I was not perfect at my words. I would stumble over my words. I would send 5 minutes voice messages sometimes when I was learning this coaching thing, but I learned. I didn't stop trying. So today I want to explain there's four reasons why coaching is actually the answer for every single person on this planet. And I'm going to teach you today how you can see what it is for your client with these coaching goggles. So I want to ask you to think about your own journey. How many times did your coach invite you before you actually gave it a try? Was it the first time, or did they have to offer multiple times for you? What if your coach would have stopped after that first no? Can I ask you a question? What is preventing you from offering this gift abundantly? Like your family's future depends on it. Like it's your passion, like it's your mission, like it's your purpose on this earth to give the gift that was so generously given to you. Like offer it multiple times a day to multiple friends, sort of offer, like placing those goggles on your eyes and asking, who needs me today? Who can I offer this hope to? Whose family can I pull out of the pit? After the boot camp today, I want you to pause just for 5 minutes with yourself and reflect on these awesome speakers today. Mindset starts with reflection, and ask yourself if in your heart of hearts, are you truly holding back for fear of rejection or failure or what other people might think of you? And ask yourself if you want to continue playing small, or if you want to maybe just show 51% courage to stumble over your words just a little bit, but offer this coaching thing to all of your clients and all of your scared lists with conviction. Because if we don't get better, we're not even trying. My mentor Paula talks about this story to imagine yourself on a hot summer day, and there's like 500 people around you, and you have a pitcher of ice cold water in your hands, and you offer to the first person, you say, it is so hot today. Do you want a glass of water? And they say, yes, I'm parched. I'm so glad you came by. Thank you. You go to another person and you offer the water, and they say, no, thanks. I got my water in my hand. Let me ask you, are they rejecting you or just maybe that offer at the time? Are you going to stop offering to those 500 other people because that one person said no? Or are you going to keep going around? And maybe you get to that person again and they're through with their water and they need you at that time. Timing is key as well. So picture this for a second. What if you offer and your friend said no, but what if you embraced that word no? Are you afraid of the word no? I used to be. There's this book called Go for the No. And here's the mindset. We all suffer from fear of failure, rejection, and hearing the word no to some degree. But what if we collect all those no's? Like what if you collected 5, 10, 20 no's per day, like a contest with yourself? You get to set your own pace, because here's what I know. The single way to achieve more success is to increase your failure rate more often. Literally anyone who's making any income disclaimer, of $5,000 a month, $10,000 a month, $50,000 a month, $100,000 a month on this Zoom today decided that when it comes to sponsoring and helping other people, no means not yet, or no means a learning experience for you. No means that you are that much closer to a yes. Can you imagine how you can achieve your breakthrough faster by collecting no's more often? You know, as kids, we like shrugged off the word no and we just kept going. So what if you could be mindful retraining your brain this week to offer coaching more and not be offended by the word no? What if no stopped stopping you? What if you started empowering yourself with the word no? So I want to share how coaching can benefit your coaching clients. And there are four ways why people need coaching. Give me a second here. All right. Can you see my screen? So there are four ways why coaching can benefit your clients: finances, community, purpose, and accountability. Finances. Who's struggling this Christmas? What friend keeps talking about inflation or how expensive everything is? Who's working 2 to 3 jobs? Who put money as a stressor on their health assessment? Who's ordering half of program each month because they don't want to quit, but they feel like they can't afford it? Ding, ding, ding. That's a key that they need finances in their life. Offer coaching. Community. Who can you tell is lonely in your heart of hearts? Who do you know is lonely? Who's struggling with their healthy surroundings on this journey with friends and family's lack of support? Who's always liking your posts about healthy hours? Who views your story today after you take a selfie? I want to encourage you to take a selfie with this Zoom, sharing that you're starting your Saturday off right, filling your cup with this supportive, healthy community. Offer coaching. Who needs purpose and fulfillment? Who hates their job? Who is a 7 or less on their health assessment because of how much they enjoy what they do? Who's a retiree or close to retiring? Who's a stay-at-home mom and needs to talk to adults? That was me. Who's a teacher, a hairstylist, a doctor, physical therapist, or a nurse? Offer coaching. Who needs accountability? Who is struggling on their journey? Who's afraid of gaining their weight back? Who is tired? Who's tried every diet out there? Who's a client that's rocking and their friends are noticing? Who's nearing transition? Who's already transitioned and is looking for a reboot in their health with a buddy? Offer coaching. So, what if you truly offered this gift abundantly today? What if you went for that no? What if you embraced learning? What if it's really for them? What if you stayed visionary and kept offering years later? Do you know where each of your clients stands today by coaching a buddy alongside their journey? Not what they said 5 months ago, not what they said 2 months ago, not what they said 2 weeks ago to you. Do you know where they stand today? Are they open to exploring this gift of a lifetime? Can you offer over and over and over and over and over and over because you know that this would change their life? You can do this. Toss it back to you, Kev.
Thank you, Stephanie. That was awesome. You know, John Maxwell says no one ever drifted to a desired location. And if you've ever spent any time either on a river, on a lake, or especially in the ocean, you understand that that is very true. And what she was talking about is being intentional. Is like Wayne Gretzky says, right? I miss 100% of the shots I don't take. Let's be real. Very few people are going to come knocking on your door saying, I want to coach, unless you initiate it. They might come after you initiate it and they tell you no, and then they come back months or years later. But if you're not initiating, it's not going to happen. And like she said, people are going to miss out on the opportunity. So real quick, I'm going to talk about belief and confidence. Hang in there with us. We're running a little bit long. I'm sure it doesn't surprise any of you, but we have great content. And this is kind of the magic pill right here. If you can crack the code on the concept of sponsoring, this will radically change your business. So just hang in there with us and then you can get on to the rest of your day. So belief and confidence. I want to talk about why it's important and how to get more. First of all, if you're new, if you're on this bootcamp and you're not yet an executive director, which is kind of one of the first peaks that we really strive to get coaches towards. The first is senior coach. But in my experience, you don't become a really good coach until you're typically around executive director, just because you need the repetitions of acquiring or attracting and supporting enough clients that you get good and that builds that confidence, okay? So right now, if you're a rookie coach, or maybe if you've struggled, what you need to do is you just need to borrow belief from those who have gone before you, from your mentor, from your business coach. But here's the thing that's important to understand is you can only borrow belief for so long. And this is why, as business coaches, our goal is to set up a new coach to help them be successful as quickly as possible. Because what we know in life, the longer it takes for us to become successful in anything, the less likely we are. And the more discouraged, the more self-doubt is going to sit in and set in for us. So yes, you can borrow belief, right? If you have a brand new client, you can tell them, listen, doesn't matter if you think this program is going to work. You just have to eat the food, drink the water, and listen to me as your coach, and you will be successful. And we know that that's true. It's the same thing with coaching. However, if they don't eat the food, drink the water, and listen to us, they're not going to have success, which is going to create doubt. So it's so important for us to help coaches have those victories right out of the gate, right? So the other thing is that integrity demands that we live in congruence. So if we are not living in integrity, and if we're talking about the great things that this business can do, and we're not actually experiencing it, it's going to create some dissonance. Cognitive dissonance is what that's called. And that will decrease the likelihood that you're going to share. Now, one thing I want to make sure is important to understand is that if you, as an individual, are happy being an executive director, then don't make that the lid for everyone that you could help, all right? Because I understand that, you know, what looks like freedom for me is going to be very different for you. The amount of income it takes for me to feel like I have freedom the way I want is going to look different for everybody. Some people might be happy with $500 a month, which is where Beck and I were when we first started coaching, or actually $800 a month. That felt like freedom. But then once we got a taste of that, we realized it needed to be $5,000 a month, and then it needed to be $10,000 a month, and it grew from there. Okay. But some people, a couple thousand a month is all they need. Don't make that the lid on what you offer. This is where you can reach up to your mentorship team, people you know that are ahead, and they can help you create that belief and confidence. And then the other thing is that success breeds success. This is why we want to help a coach acquire or attract clients right out of the gate, help them be successful, and then help them help multiple clients. This is why getting the senior coach quickly and really executive director as quickly as possible is so important, because every time a coach helps someone, that builds their belief. It reinforces their belief that, yes, this will work. Becca has shared, she wasn't sure that the program would work for her clients, her first couple of clients, but it worked for her. And so she just kind of went out on a limb. She's like, it worked for me. I think it'll work for you. But as she started to help more and more clients, that reinforced her belief and her confidence. And she started to offer it fearlessly to anyone that was interested. And so we've all heard the saying, right? The rich get richer. What I have learned is that the rich get richer, the healthy get healthier, and the successful get more successful, because they end up experiencing that belief and confidence. And that reinforces it. And it creates this upward trajectory. It creates momentum that is almost unstoppable. It's not some unfair thing of the capitalist system. It's because successful people are more successful, right? If you've ever seen a kid playing basketball, if they lack confidence, they don't take the shots. And that continues to reinforce the story they're telling themselves. But a kid who's confident, even when they miss, they end up making shots. And those shots reinforce their confidence. So up next is Andrew and Anna. And they are going to talk about the number one key to sponsoring, which we're all going to want to have our notes out and get ready to really pay attention to what they have to share. So, Andrew and Anna, you guys ready?
Oh, yeah, we are. Hey, good morning, everybody. So thrilled to be with each and every one of you. Thank you, Kevin. So this morning, I actually have brought two keys with me. Now, you can look at them, okay? You probably can't really tell a difference. I mean, same shape, kind of same layout, same color. But the truth is, this key opens one door. This is a master key. This opens the entire building. And so this morning, I want to talk about the key to our business. So what if I told you that one of these keys, okay, you don't know which one, but one of them is a key that's going to produce $2,000 a month in income for your business? Pretty cool, right? What if the other key was a key that would produce $20,000 a month in income for your business? Now, which key would you choose? Obviously, you don't know. So you would take a guess. But if I told you this key right here, this is the key that opens one door. Okay. It's $2,000 a month in income. That's pretty awesome, right? Some of us would be like, yeah, I'll take that. But if I told you this key actually unlocks all the doors, this is a $10,000, $20,000, $50,000 a month business. This key is going to lead to every single dream that you have. This key is going to be the key that pays your kids' college tuition. This is going to pay for your kids' wedding. This is the key that's going to fulfill all the dreams that you have, that orphanage that you want to start, the missionaries that you want to support. This is the key that's going to take you places that you dream of going. Truth is, this $2,000 a month key, the one door key, that's client acquisition. This is bringing on new clients. This is what we want. This is what all of us work for. However, this key, $20,000 a month, the key to all your dreams, this is quality client support. Okay, so with this key, you're going to get new clients, right? Don't get me wrong, but are you coaching those clients well? Whenever you start with good quality client support, you have the key that can open every single door in your business. This key of quality client support is, yes, you're going to get new clients, but you're also going to get referrals. You're going to get client wayday posts. You're going to get coach partners. You're going to start sponsoring. This key, the master key, is the business that you dream of.
I had to go help a toddler real quick and convince him with a piece of chocolate to keep watching his show for a few minutes. But that's the beautiful thing about coaching. And that's why we offer it to everyone, is that it can be for everyone in every season of life. And I love what everybody shared before, is that you never let anybody else be your no. But so I'm going to get into my part of this. But that being said, quality client support really is what has led us to acquire a significant amount of coaches in our almost 3 years of coaching. Because here's the thing, trust is earned, not automatically granted. And bringing on coaches is a long game commitment. And you've got to be talking about coaching early in their journey and often. And here's the thing, you can't build belief in people if you aren't talking to them. Notice I didn't say texting them, talking to them. I have one of my clients. She is like the best client I think I've ever had. I still talk to her every single Monday morning at 8:45 a.m. because she's been an amazing client and she's going to be an amazing coach in time. But I talk to them early and often. And the times that we're having on the phone, it builds that belief. It builds that trust that they can do this. Do we have clients that become coaches in their first 2 to 3 weeks of program? Yes, we actually do pretty often. But more often, it takes several weeks and months to help a client feel confident in their results and the program, that they feel like they could actually lead someone else through it. So you want to provide excellent client support. People ask us all the time, what's the number one key to bringing on the amount of coaches you bring on? Because I'm not going to hear to downplay what we've been able to do. And it really comes down to client support.
Yep.
Last week's training, it was great about having good check-in calls. So I'm not going to get into what we do. We keep it pretty basic. We're talking about these calls being 7 to 15 minutes. Every single week. Another thing that we do for quality client support, which was talked about last week, to bring on those coaches is celebration calls. We have a pretty big business. We bring on a good amount of clients. And guess what? Still, every single one of our clients are celebrated. We have not outgrown this practice. Another thing that we do on these calls, so we do basic check-ins, we do celebrations. And the other thing that we do is we invite them to explore. It's our goal that every single one of our clients explore coaching within the first 2 to 3 weeks of program. And that can be a one-on-one explore or a group explore. And you're going to say, oh, how do you get them all to a coach explore in their first 2 to 3 weeks? The people after us are going to be talking about that. But we have a pretty great success rate of them being on in the first 2 or 3 weeks. But here's the thing, every single one of our clients explore coaching, period. Because I pose it like this, and they're going to talk about it a little bit after, as I just say, people are going to ask you what you're doing. And I would not be a good coach if you at least didn't know what coaching could look like for you. So there's no strings attached or pressure to commit, but we're going to hop on this call, whether it's a one-on-one or it's a group explore, and we're going to talk about what coaching looks like for you. So we do our weekly check-ins, we do celebration calls, and we invite every client. And you're like, well, I have a physician. I'm bringing on a nurse practitioner right now. And she's getting another degree. Can it be like hard to think, oh, how am I going to invite her to be a part of a Coach Explorer? It's just normal. We just do it for everyone. We provide quality client support. We celebrate those clients and we invite them to explore.
Yeah. And we have, just like Stephanie said a minute ago, we refuse to let no's be no's. There's actually a coach. She's a part of this boot camp. I reached out to her like 2 years ago. She became a client. I immediately dripped coaching. You're going to be an amazing coach. You're going to help so many people. No, I'm not interested. Don't ask me about coaching. Well, I kept asking her about coaching. I answered her phone calls. I was like, hey, coach, it's good talking to you, right? I was calling it out of her. About a year later, maybe 9 or 10 months later, she texted me out of the blue and said, hey, I've been thinking about coaching. I'm ready to get started. We refuse to let no be no's. We know every single person can benefit from coaching. So to wrap it all up, our question to you today is which key are you going to choose? They look similar. They look identical. But one opens one door and one opens all the doors.
And we provide great support. We provide great trust. We want people to know that Optavia is an amazing community, that when other people would maybe get out of Dodge, when life gets hard for them, we still keep showing up. And that right there brings a belief that they've got to be in this for the long haul. So that being said, thanks for letting us share.
Awesome. Great job. I love that analogy. That is a brilliant analogy. Well done. So up next is David and Deanna Asensio, solid leaders, and I'm going to let you guys take it.
All right, let's roll, guys. Hey, so first of all, it's a privilege to be on here. So thank you so much. So I am David, and obviously she is Deanna Asensio. So you've heard a lot of people talk about the mindset, looking through goggles in different contexts. So I don't know if you're me, like, hey, that's cool, but what does that actually look like? Give me something tangible I can actually use. So I love how John Maxwell always tells you how practical things in story application. So we don't have time to role play. So I'm going to give you just something really quick. Deanna's actually going to walk you through. We just brought on 2 brand new coaches frontline this month and kind of how we step through that. Okay. So here's the deal. Just recently, this is so ironic that we're talking about sponsoring. Our pastor.
They said they can barely hear us.
Can you hear us?
Keep talking.
All right.
Because they can't hear us if we're not talking.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. You guys got audio? All right.
I can hear you. It's, I think the volume was a little bit low, but I just turned it up. So okay. I don't know if there's anything you're doing wrong. So just keep rolling.
Okay. So this is going to sound a little weird, so don't take it out of context, but I got set up on a bro date from our pastor. So our pastor said, hey, you two guys need to meet. I didn't know anything about him. He didn't know anything about me. And it was the weirdest, awkward thing, but we just showed up. And in conversation, you know, as two guys do, we kind of size each other up as we're sitting down and meeting up, right? We met at a smoothie shop, but he looks pretty fit. And he looks at me and I'm like, okay. And so we just started having this conversation, and it took like about 20 minutes into the conversation before he finally starts to say, he goes, well, you know, I'm a pretty private person. A flag immediately went up in my mind. Because that's a key word. Pretty private person usually means somebody who's lacking community. Write that down. If you ever hear, when you ask your clients, hey, post that for accountability. Yeah, I'm really private. That means they don't have the higher community. They don't have a higher community calling them that supports them. Flag number one, okay? They need coaching. Number two, so you know, he keeps talking. He goes, you know what? Well, until people get to know, you know, or really get to know me. And then he says this. Then they hear me talk about CrossFit all the time. Turns out he's a CrossFit instructor. First, he shared that he was a ref, a basketball ref. But then he shared, but I'm actually a CrossFit instructor. And he says, once you get to know me, it's like, I just talk about it all the time because it's who I am. It's part of me. Did you catch that? It's part of me. So he was hesitant. He first gave this one portrayal of what he thought I would accept him as a basketball coach. And then when he started to hear me talk about other things, he was willing to let some walls down to share his real passion, which is being a CrossFit instructor. But he held it back. But I love the phrase that he said, it's just part of who I am. And I asked him, I said, man, that's really interesting. I said, why is it you wait to share that passion until somebody knows you? Because otherwise, how do they get to know you? And he looked at me and he couldn't answer. So where am I going with this? guys, I am extremely intentional with words. It frustrates her to no avail sometimes. She's like, just spit it out. No. No, because just spitting any random word, words are powerful. Spitting anything random word out can have the wrong repercussion because words have meanings and connotations. So I personally don't use the word explore. I'm going to be very above the board and frank. It sounds like you're trying to sell me a timeshare. Okay, I'm not interested. Thanks. Cool. Rock on. Hey, so how do I share it? I'm listening to something that's important to them. And I say, hey, you know, look, this is what it did for me. And I hear this about you. Let's just have a conversation. Like, what do you got to lose? Let me just have a conversation. Let's just dialogue about this. Because think about it. How many clients have told you before they were clients, hey, I don't need to get a health assessment. Just tell me about this, right? So keywords, just have a conversation. Just be you. So here's something I really want to share with you. And Deanna's going to give you a tangible example of kind of how we did this with our brand new coach. And that is, Earlier, they talked about who and some of those characteristics to look for and what coaching can provide them, right? Community, accountability, finances, and high purpose. Everybody needs those. It's in different order, okay? So I'm not going to rehash those. Go back and listen to that. But I also want to encourage you, listen to the key phrases. I gave you the first one. I'm a private person, hire community. Listen to key phrases like, I have tried so many things, accountability, okay? Everything is so expensive these days, or any phrase that it portrays scarcity, that's finances. Deanna said this earlier this morning. Right now, I don't care how much money you make, everybody wants an extra $500 or a grand. They'll take it, okay? So those are key phrases. And here's something else I want to leave you with, and I want to hand off to Deanna, and that is, think about your clients and how they can serve them. Think about people that you admire and respect or have worked with in the past. There's so many who I call back. I'll go, well, you know, I love working with you. I don't know if this is for you, but would you be open to just like me just telling you what like this looks like? And then maybe you know somebody every single time. Have a conversation. But here's the best one. And this frustrates her because I talk to everybody when we go out. And if somebody provides me with a high quality of service, whether I'm buying an appliance or whatever, I'm out and about, and there's just something charismatic about them, and they just really are paying attention to me, that's a characteristic for me of a great coach. And I say, hey, you know what? I don't normally do this, but I just saw this in you, and this is amazing. And I don't even know if this what we do would even benefit you or you'd be interested, but like you just display this amazing quality. Would you be open to having a conversation about like what it is we do and just seeing what that might be for you? That's an invite. You see how non-threatening that is? So Deanna, how did you do it with Beth?
Yeah. it does come down to your words. And I know sometimes you're on these boot camps and you're hoping to get the script. You want a script and you want a perfect, like, just tell me what to say. We can't, because you're not us. And your clients aren't our clients. But here's one thing, and please, please, please write this down because it will make so much sense. We all love to help clients, right? We all know that in order to share our program with someone, we have to do a health assessment. And we don't have any problem inviting people to a health assessment, right? Here's what I want you to know. A health assessment is to a client what the Coach Explore is, or coaching conversation is to coaching. Don't wait to talk to someone about coaching or introduce them to, like the McGuire's talked about, a celebration call, or bring them to your coaches for a Coach Explore when you already have their yes. You wouldn't bring someone to a health assessment when you already know their yes, they're going to do program. No, you have to share with them what it looks like. So equate the health assessment to clients and the Coach Explore to coaching. All right, guys. And it has to come from your heart. And I love something that Mike Mills, he was one of those really tan people at the beginning. He talked about it's the power of the invitation. The power of the invitation. And that's whether it is for their health or whether it is for coaching, it is in the power of that invitation. And if that invitation comes from your heart, yes, you can say no wrong. Okay. Now here's what happened with our newest coach, Beth, and she's super high level, you know, high hanging fruit. It's like funny. Sometimes we don't mind sharing it with someone who maybe we consider to be either equal to, or what I would say lower on the scale of 1 to 10 from where we are. But sometimes we get a little nervous when we're talking about people that might be, you know, people that we admire. And so I don't call it a chicken list or a scared list. I call it an admired list. And if you don't have a list of people that you admire in some area of their life, they might be more social than you. They might already have a successful career. They might just, you love the way they do social media. Whatever that is about them that you admire, I hope you write them down, identify those different things that they might need, because sometimes people put on a show and it ain't all sunshine and rainbows, but you just ask and you invite. And what happened to our friend Beth, our newest coach Beth, is that I didn't know her a year ago. She was a complete stranger. She came as a referral from a friend, from a client that I had met in a group. I didn't know her before she became a client either. So to, you know, sometimes it's scary to talk to people that we don't know about coaching because we're assuming all the things. Please put those assumptions aside and just talk to them. Just invite them. And so what with Beth, she got started. We actually did her health assessment. We were in Mexico, in Mexico doing her health assessment. So for, so right there, that tells her that, shoot, we can coach from absolutely anywhere. We can do this anywhere. And so I did her health assessment there. I talked to her about coaching on the health assessment. I told her people are going to notice. People are going to notice. And when you do this, when you get healthy, people are going to ask you. And when they do, I'm going to share with you what exactly what that looks like. And then I dropped it. I didn't beat her over the head with it. I just mentioned it briefly and quickly. Then she got started on program. And when I would do client support with her, we talked about, I didn't mention it every single time. Again, you don't want to sound like a broken record, but I love what Stephanie Woodard said, that Tiffany kept bringing it up. Yeah. And if you're not doing client, I mean, it's like, there's nothing new under the sun. Everybody's already said this, guys, but if you're not still doing client support, I signed up as to become a coach in 2 weeks. And for a long time, I had an expectation in my head that if someone didn't sign up within 2 weeks to 4 weeks, they're not going to coach, because I compared their story to mine. But I don't want to attract just me. I want to attract other people. And so for Beth, it was a year. And I'll be completely honest with you, I'm not used to doing client support for people for a year. Can I just be really honest with y'all? So please don't beat yourself up if you're not, but I want to encourage you to change it. Because if I wouldn't have still been talking to Beth a year later, she would never be a coach today, and she's going to be a kick butt coach. Okay. She literally just signed up a week ago, and then her brother-in-law passed away. So guys, it's doing those things. And I'm going to, and then we had I'm going to wrap this up. I promise I'm going long, but we invited her to an in-person event, and she got to hear from other people in our community. She heard from a coach who said how this completely changed her life, how she is more confident now, that coaching had helped her with her confidence. She even met a guy because she changed. And Beth was just amazed. She kept bringing up this Melissa story over and over again. And 2 weeks later, I was at a women's event, and I picked up the phone and I sent her a video. I sent Beth a video message, and I talked to her about all the things that I admired about her, and that I want her next year when this event comes again, I want her in that room with me. And I told her that when she's ready, I said, I can't not talk about coaching because it's a part of who I am. But when you're ready, Beth, your story is exactly like Melissa's, the person that she admired so much that she met in person. And I said, when you're ready, I want nothing more than to partner with you. I don't say coach. I say, I want nothing more than to partner with you so that we can help change other people's lives. And so guys, I hope I didn't disappoint. We didn't disappoint by not giving you a script per se, but it has to come from your heart. Yes. There are no perfect words, but if it comes from your heart, you can say no wrong. Thanks a lot, Kevin.
Awesome. Great stuff. And we're going to turn it over to my better half, Becca, who's upstairs, and she's going to talk about some other sponsoring tools that you can utilize in your business.
Hey, good morning, everybody. And what I love about what we've been hearing this morning is, again, you don't need an exact script. You need to stop thinking about yourself, right? We need to start thinking about everyone else and what it felt like when someone was thinking about us enough to offer this to us. So remember, because there's not an exact script, there's also not a perfect formula for how you invite someone in. We have tons of resources, and I shouldn't say tons, we have a handful. And you can pick the tool that works the best for the person you're inviting, or just keep using tools until it's the right time in that person's life. So many of us will use an Explore Zoom that we do that's very broad for everyone. Some people will send a very short 5-minute Zoom to someone that they've had a conversation with. Don't randomly send someone a Zoom without having a conversation with them. I would say it's always about relationship first. Hey, I was thinking about you. I would love to talk about whether this would be a fit. Here's something you can watch. Then let's hop on the phone and have a conversation. We're taking it back to that one-on-one personal interaction. Many people will do a Health and Hope in person. We're doing one today where we're having coaches to our house. We're going to talk about what it looks like to be a coach, and coaches will travel around and do those as well. Some of you have an ATM page where you're bringing people in and you're layering them through the content in the page. You don't need one magic tool. You need to have the heart of the people that have been sharing this morning. You need to have a vision for what is possible for yourself and others. And we need to take the focus off of ourselves and fully focus on the people that we think about that we're inviting into this opportunity. So everything we do is in service of them. Okay. And we have one more amazing story from Kelsey. She's going to share about just becoming a brand new coach. She's on fire. She came on because of a Coach Explore Zoom on, I think it was November, or Coach Explore Zoom that she watched recently, but then she launched on November 1st. She already has 9 clients. So Kelsey, we would love to hear your testimony as we get ready to wrap up.
Hi guys. So I know we're kind of going over, so I'll keep it short and sweet. So a little bit about me. I've only been on program for 10 weeks now, and I've lost 23 pounds. So I'm super excited about it. And honestly, 20, I was like, yeah, this needs to be shared. I need to start telling everybody. But my coach, Stephanie Woodard, she started Living Out Loud from the beginning. So I was like, I got to do it too. I can't leave her hanging. I got to do it. So they, for my 3-week celebration call, Stephanie and Tiffany asked me to do my celebration call. And they were like, you need to coach. You need to do this Explore Zoom. And I was like, I don't know. I just don't know if that's me. I don't know if I want to do that. I'm kind of shy. My anxiety's through the roof just talking to all of you right now. But I was like, I'll give it a shot. I'll do the Zoom. And I got off that Zoom and I was like, oh my gosh, Stephanie, I want to be all their friends. I love every single one of them. They're absolutely amazing. I just want to be their friend. And so a week later, I signed up and I was like, yeah, I'm going to coach. I want to do it. I want to help people. And I didn't even think I was going to get one. I didn't think I was going to get one client. And 2 weeks in, I got 9. And I was absolutely blown away. And just helping them, it means everything to me. And obviously the financial is awesome. Love it. But helping everybody is awesome to me too. That's what it is. And I lean on Stephanie and Tiffany for everything. When I first, my first couple of clients, I didn't send a text without screenshotting the text from my clients first. Cause I was like, what do I do? I need help. And they were there every step of the way. And they still are. I can ask a question 100 times and they're still going to answer it. So my advice to you is do the Explore calls, send them out, ask your clients to do it, because if they say no, just like Stephanie said, it's probably not now. And that worked for me. And that's what got me going. And my coaches are absolutely amazing and my biggest supporters. So definitely lean on your coaches, because I promise you they got your back too.
Awesome. Thank you, Kelsey. All right, folks, it's been an awesome day. You've been equipped with a lot of great information, and the next thing is to put it into practice. So I have 2 very simple action steps for all of us as we wrap up the day. Here's action step number 1. This weekend, before Monday morning, make a list of just five people that you think would make a great coach. This is a mindset I like to use. If you were hiring people to coach, you would pay them $2,000 to $5,000 a month. You had a brick and mortar business helping people get healthy with OPTAVIA. Who are five people anywhere in the country that you would pick up the phone and say, hey, you'd be an awesome fit. I've got a job for you. This is what it pays. Make that list of five people. And then every single day, Monday through Friday, I want you to call one of those people. Okay. Consistency beats intensity every single time. So some of you are going to be tempted to call five people on Monday, and that's the only five people you call all month. What I want you to do is start getting into the habit of consistently offering coaching to people, right? There's about 1,000 of us watching this boot camp. That means there will be, if we all follow through on this commitment, there will be 5,000 invitations to consider coaching, or conversations to consider coaching, just next week alone. And can you do it 7 days a week? Absolutely. But I want to help all of us remember that if we get back to the basic action steps, and of course, can you make your list longer than five? Yes, but I'm trying to avoid anyone from feeling overwhelmed or intimidated. Five people, one person per day, Monday through Friday. And then you do that consistently. You start making that a Monday through Friday practice. That means every month you're going to be offering to at least 20 people. And my gut tells me that's about 19 to 20 more people than most of us have been offering to on a consistent basis per month for a long time, right? So super simple. And thank you to everyone who participated. Thanks for sticking around with us, running a little bit long. Have a purposeful, wonderful weekend. And we will see you all next week for the wrap up, week 4. God bless. We'll see you.